So next up tonight, we also have a few pieces of artistic forms of expression. We're going to have some youth come and deliver some pieces of poetry, inshallah. Our first segment of poetry is Brother Ali Murtaza from Nigeria. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Do you remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his dear angels, are we going to be his hands? We are going to be his hands, his voice, his light upon this earth. Do you remember when we stood tall, swearing faith, and bared witness that he is the Lord of the Lords? Do you remember when he, the Most High, sent down 124,000 light candlelights, glowing, divine, to light up our way, to guide us on the right path. Yet, all we did was to cast shadow on their shine, try to break their spirit, try to make their lives miserable, try to quench their light before it could even light up the world. Do you remember when mercy found us again after the perfection of God's part? The one who is the Almighty, the one who is the All-Merciful, send us 12 more candles to guide us, to guide us, to make our path glow. And what did we do? We took out 11. Oh, do you see how shameless we've become? Do you see how merciless we've become? Do you see how thoughtless we've become? How faithless we've become? How forgetful we've become? One by one, quench their light, not with water, not with wind, but with our own filthy hands. Hands too stained with greed to carry the glow. Hearts so hardened to feel the warmth. Eyes too blind to see the mercy and blessings. Some might say, I wasn't part of those who committed the crime. I was indifferent to the situation. My dear friend, staying indifferent. Was the candle not meant to light your world up? Have you forgotten that the crime ignored is a crime embraced? Or don't you know evil thrives when men hide? And justice fades when none decides? And those men who hide become accomplices of those crimes committed. So tell me now, what side are you on? For there are only two sides of the coin. After committing these heinous crimes, quenching the light of 11 candlelight, the Most High, the Most Merciful, the Lord of the Lords, say, aha. He took the 12th candlelight and hid him away, far from hands unworthy, far from eyes too blind to see the blessings, far from hearts unwilling to feel the warmth. But he watches, he waits till we are ready. Now the question is, are we ready to receive the 12th candle? And remember, the 12th candlelight is not fully hidden from us. He still have some of his light left as his representative. The question is, how ready are we to walk with the 12th light representative? How ready are we to open our eyes to see the blessing for what it is? How ready are we to soften our hearts up to feel the warmth? How ready are we to make our hands worthy of receiving the 12th candlelight? How ready are we to pray, to pay true allegiance to the 12th candle? How ready are we? How ready are we? Because the 12th candlelight only shows up if we are ready. So dear brothers and sisters, as we are in the holy mosque of Jankaran, in the presence of our dear Imam, let's pay allegiance to Imam of all time by clenching our fists and raising our hand and saying this after me from the bottom of our hearts. Labbaik ya Mahdi. Labbaik ya Mahdi. Labbaik ya Mahdi. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.